paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Jennifer, welcome to the show. I'm captivated by everything you post. How are you?
I am great, Lisa. Thanks for having me on the show today.
So tell me your background, because I really don't know it.
Well, I'm just a corporate. I'm a person who worked in corporate for a long period of time, and now I got pushed out, and I learned the playbook, and I decided I was going to help people not go through what I went through again.
Many times you post about mistakes that people make during HR meetings. You don't post about the mistakes. You tell them how to prepare for that meeting when you're going into HR. Can you share some of that? I mean, if you've got that feeling like, I am at the end of the finish line with this company, and you know other people are being pushed out based on their age or their cost, how should you prepare for that meeting?
You have to prepare for that meeting strategically. Corporate has a playbook that they're playing on us, and we have never been taught it. So strategically, you need to prepare for that by getting together what it is, preparing, getting them to respond to you in writing, getting all your documentation together, and then making sure that you're saying the right words when you go into that room, because that's very, very important.
So should you always take notes and have those notes on your phone? So when you are surprised with a, hey, can you step into the office for a minute, that you are ready and you've got something that you know will give you that moment to take a breath before you even start talking?
Yes, you should be prepared with what it is that you believe is the conversation. I always recommend that people ask in writing first for the information for the meeting. So if you're asked to come into HR for a quick chat or whatever it is well within your rights to say, okay, great, thank you very much, in writing. Can you tell me what the agenda is? Can you tell me what the meeting is? And then if they respond, great, then you can prepare. If they don't respond, then I think you also have an answer that you can prepare from that as well. So it's just taking the first step and moving strategically through the next and making sure you know how to communicate with HR properly.
Do most employees talk too much once they're in front of HR?
Yes. Most employees do talk too much when they're in front of HR. And the biggest mistake that they make is they speak from an emotional place. And HR really, unfortunately, does not care about your emotions. They're there to protect the company. They're the first line of defense for the company. They are there to help you in certain situations. But the biggest thing that people do is speak emotionally, and they need to speak without emotion when they go in that room and keep it very succinct.
Jennifer, what rights do employees usually not realize that they have?
Biggest rights that people, the OWBPA, so that's the Older Workers Benefit Protection Act, that is a 21-day, so that's anybody that's over 40 has 21 days to review a severance package when it's given to them, and then they have 7 days to revoke it after that. That's one of the biggest ones, so that's for the people that are over 40. The other one that I get a lot of questions on would be the FMLA, which is, of course, for everyone. It gives you 12 weeks of unpaid job protection leave per year, and you can't be retaliated against or interfered against, and you can also take it intermittently. So those are the two things that I think people really need to know about, but there's a lot of laws out there that can, you know, like the ADA and the ADEA, that are also protection for employees that we just don't know about.
I am interested that I didn't know that you had that long to review your severance package, because quite often they ask you to sign something right then and there to accept whatever terms they're offering with, you know, they kind of make you feel like, hey, it's now or never, you sign this or, you know, these will go away.
Yeah, they're counting on you not knowing when you walk in that room. That has become the corporate America playbook. So as an older worker over 40, these are just, the 21 days is for people over 40. Under 40, I would recommend you ask for 5 to 7 days. But if you are over 40, you do have that 21 days as a protection, and you do have 7 days to revoke it. And what they want you to do is sign it quickly so that you don't negotiate, so that you don't know that you can, you know, take that number that they're giving you and think about it and put other things into that severance agreement that are beneficial to you. It is a negotiated thing, but they don't want you to know that. They want you to sign quickly and go away.
I have a couple friends who are working for some big corporations, and they know they're training AI to take their job. There's really no recourse, or they feel like they have no power, so they're doing what they're told.
there's always recourse when you're doing, you know, there's always a reason. There's always something that you can say. Yes, AI is coming in, is coming in different ways for different jobs and different things. But that's still not taking the human piece out of it. There still needs to be people, and you can't just replace people with AI. So you still have the recourse to go back to HR and to talk to them about whatever it is that's going on in your particular situation in protecting your job. Companies just don't offer that clearly, and they want to sweep it under the rug for, in many cases, so that they can just push people out and bring in younger people. Oftentimes, it's not even AI that's replacing your job. Oftentimes, they just use it as a cover.
Right, because older workers do get expensive, right?
Yes. So as older workers, we get very expensive. We have higher health care. We have bigger needs by taking care of our families. We have, you know, a lot of things like we don't really want to, a lot of times we've earned the right to work from home, especially a lot of us came home during, you know, COVID. And so nowadays, right to, you know, bringing people back into the office is a big thing that companies are doing. And so older workers are not really designed to do that once they get settled and staying at home and stuff. So we are more expensive. We're often, you know, we've got more things to deal with than somebody that just lives right around the corner when they're just starting out their career. So, yes, it's definitely a game, and it's definitely something that, you know, they look at the bottom line in corporate America and they say, you guys are more expensive, so we're going to go with the younger workers.
Thank God I work for a company that has a lot of older workers.
yes.
Tell people how to follow you. I see you on Instagram. Are you on other platforms as well?
Yeah, you can follow me at The Unobsolete on Instagram and TikTok, soon to be on YouTube. And I'm also have a website, theunobsolete.com, and you can also just find me on LinkedIn under Jennifer Schroeder.
So being tell me that again so we get it right.
Okay. All of those. Okay, so The Unobsolete is my website. I'm on TikTok and Instagram with that's at The Unobsolete, and LinkedIn under Jennifer Schroeder.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. I hope you come back again.
Thank you. Have a great day.